then what determines whether one is earthbound or moves on to this other plane? Because it seems to me that primarily people who are enlightened who die tend to move on, I would guess.
I think under most circumstances, you're probably right, but sometimes the living will hold them. They may be all set to go, but then the person standing at the casket, you can't leave me, what am I going to do? I can't go on without you. And it's a guilt thing, so they stay and they lose their light. Because that light, that bright white light that is presented to them the very second that they take their last breath, it's only with them for about 72 to 80 hours after the cemetery.
Is there like a window there then, and it closes?
Exactly. It starts getting smaller and smaller and smaller, and then it disappears, and now you're stuck.
Who closes it?
I think it's just like kind of timer or something. It's just so long that it's available to you. And if you think about it, you know, 72 to 80 hours after the cemetery, or if a person's cremated, there's still usually a memorial service. And that 72 to 80 hours would start as soon as that memorial service is over. And, you know, that gives you enough time to go flitting around, go through people's houses, be nosy. Nobody's going to know you're around. But at some point, you need to go into that light, and you are aware that it is getting smaller, but it's still free will. It's your choice whether you go or not.
So I was going to say, no matter where they are or what they're doing, they always then have this knowledge that this window is getting closer and closer to closing?
Exactly. And when I go to funerals and I talk to the spirit of the person that has just died, they can literally see into that light. They see people that they know that have died, that have crossed over. Now, they can't talk to them, which I think is very interesting.
Okay, so once they're about ready to get to this closed light,
mm-hmm.
and it closes,
mm-hmm.
does that mean they're stuck here for forever, or can it open up again?
No. You can find somebody like me that can create that white light and release them. Or, now here's a very good tip for you and all your viewers, listeners. If you decide to stick around and give somebody grief after you die, which I wouldn't recommend, but you finally decide you've had enough and you want to cross over,
mm-hmm.
all you have to do is go to a funeral home that has a service going on. That spirit that's standing at the foot of their casket with that bright white light, that is not an individual light. That's a universal light.
Oh, so you can kind of like go through his window?
Just bebop right through it, and you'll be where you need to be.
Maybe you go with them or you don't, but that's where you go through. Huh?
But that's how you go through. Absolutely. I go to nursing homes a lot, and women just live longer than men for whatever reason. And the amount of old men spirits hanging out in nursing homes is phenomenal, waiting for their wives.
That's interesting.
And they're just going to cross over with their wives.
Now, you as a ghostbuster, basically, how do you open up that window? What do you do?
I'm very visual, and I was probably about 8 years old when my grandmother actually taught me how to do it. And it was, I explained to her that it's... I was about 8 years old when I realized I knew a little bit more than Grandma about this, which is a little scary.
You're an eight-year-old kid at the time, and you're opening up these portals?
Well, I explained to her we had gone. She had taken me to New York to do a house. And up to this point, I always saw spirits with the light around them because all Grandma basically did was take me to funerals. She was Italian. And if you're Italian, there's always a relative dying somewhere.
Yeah, that's true.
And so I went to a lot of funerals. But when she took me to this house in New York, there was a beautiful woman, young spirit I remember seeing, young by 18, 19, 20 years old, okay? I couldn't even talk. I was so impressed that she was.
But not afraid. At 8 years old,
no,
not scared.
I've never been afraid, ever. So she says to me, my grandmother says, is there somebody here? I said, yes. And she says, well, she's got to go. Tell her she's got to go. And that's what I used to do. I used to say, you got to go because Grandma said so. And she looks at me and she says, I want to go to heaven. And I look back at her and I thought, gosh, okay. Now, I was going to make my first communion next year. I was pretty smart. And I said to her, go to a church. And she says, I've tried. I can't get there from a church.
Now, are people watching you while this was going on?
Well, yes, the Kuma that lived in the house.
Okay, so they don't see the spirit.
Mm-mm, no.
You're there seeing the spirit. Now, when you communicate, are you actually verbalizing or are you thinking this?
No, I don't have to talk out loud, and I figured out why. I can tell you that later. But so I looked at Grandma, and Grandma said, so she's gone? And I said, no, she wants to go to heaven. And my grandmother looked at me, and she said, well, tell her to go to a church. I said, I did. She said, she can't get there. So my grandmother says, it doesn't make any difference. She's still got to go. And this poor lady walked out of the house. I felt so terrible. But it dawned on me at that point, she had no white light. There was no white light.
She had no way to get through, right?
Right.
Okay.
So when we're coming home from New York, I explained this to my grandmother. And my grandmother was a pretty smart lady, and it was probably 2-3 weeks later, she took me outside when the sun was setting, and she said, look at the sun. I said, okay. She said, is that how bright that light is that you're talking about? And I said, no, it's brighter.
Interesting.
She says, well, that's the best we're going to do. She says, make that light on the side of the garage. And I said, what? And so eventually I learned how to visually picture the white light. Then I had to learn to keep it open long enough to watch somebody walk through it.
Was it draining on you to do that?
It was frustrating at that age trying to figure out how to do it. I understood what my grandmother was telling me, but hearing it and doing it when you're 8 years old is a big difference. Now, oh gosh, now it's click of my fingers and there it is. And I use that white light for everything.